We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning 12 lines from the top of Mem Ches Amud Beis. 12 lines down, end of a line, Plukta D'Hayin Tanoi. We had 4 Pshatim and Machlaikis Ramei D'Chamim. We're talking about a case where Isha tells a person to make for her a bracelet, and as Machlaikis is a Kadesh with that bracelet or not. The first Bia Machlaikis was that everyone holds Yeshno, Skiris, Vatil, Vatsoif, and Machlaikis is Makash, Milvam, and Kadesh, or not. The second Bia Machlaikis is, do you say Yeshno, Skiris, Vatil, Vatsoif, or in Skiris, El, Vatsoif, and therefore it's not Halva at all. The third pshat is, it is Ahava, but here, Mechleikus says, Uman kind of a shvach kli, so therefore he owns the kli, so it's not Ahava anymore, he owns it, and when he gives it back to her, it's like selling to her. The Mechleikus says, Uman kind of a shvach kli. And the fourth pshat is, that he added something on, and the Mechleikus says, when she accepts the Kedushin, is her das on the extra, or on the whole package, and therefore you have a milva and a pruta, and the Mechleikus says, if milva and a pruta, daita a pruta, or daita a milva a pruta. Well, we've looked at Hanin Tanoi, we find, this machlekes is like the same machlekes of the next tanayim. The Tanya, we'll see what the machlekes is. The Tanya looked at a brisa. Bischar shah sisi imcha. Someone did something, a man did something for the isha, and the man says, you know what, instead of paying me back, I want you to be mekadeshes to me. Ainim mekadeshes, that's a pasht the hava. Bischar shah esa imcha. Bischar, I'm going to make for you something, I'll make for you a bracelet out of your gold. Mekadeshes, then it's mekadeshes, that's Tanakam holds. Rav Nosson Omer, both b'schar she'ese imcha in b'kadeshes. Even if I say I'm going to do something for you, it's not b'kadeshes. V'chol she'kem b'schar she'ese imcha, for sure, with the schar that you owe me, that's for sure ha'avah, it's not b'kadeshes. And we'll see why b'schar she'ese imcha is not b'kadeshes, according to Rav Nosson. Rav Yehuda Nosson Omer, be'emes amru bein b'schar she'ese, bein b'schar she'ese imcha, einu b'kadeshes. Like the first sheet, like Rav Nosson, like the second sheet, like Rav Nosson. But if you add a little bit extra, then it's mekadeshes. And Rav Nosson holds even that's not mekadeshes. Rav Nosson says that if you add a little, if the uman, the goldsmith added something on, then it's mekadeshes. So Gemara explains. Bein Tanakam Rav Nosson, what's the machlekes ikubanar schiris? The nafkim between Rav Nosson and Tanakam, the biar machlekes is Tanakam says that I say what you're going to do for me, then it's mekadeshes. Why? Because the Tanakam holds yes, ain schiris el b'soif. The schiris is only chal when I give it to you. That's when you owe me the money. And that time, I'm giving you something, so it's not a makarash milva. Masha'in game, Rav Nosson holds that yesh no schiris chila atsoif, so it's halva. That's the biyam chalikis between Tanakam and Rav Nosson. Bein Rav Nosson, Rav Yehuda, Hanasi, what's the chalikis between Rav Nosson, Rav Yehuda, Hanasi, that even if you add on extra, Rav Nosson says, not mekadeshes, ikka benau, milva opruta, marsav, a milva opruta, daita milva. One man there holds that if you give the isha halva, you give her a pruta, daita milva. Marsava daita pruta. The Maram says, no, the daita is on the pruta, and therefore it's mekudeshes. So you find two machlekesim here, and both machlekesim were one of the pshatim before. If one this Tanakam Rav Nosson was saying, machlekes is if yeshno schiris metchil v'atsoif or in a schiris al v'soif. And the second machlekes between Rav Nosson and Rav Yehuda Hanasi is if you add a little extra, do you say the isha's das is on the extra? Or it's on both, and therefore it's Mekadesh B'milva, and it's Einim Mekadeshes. Zok the Mishnah, new Mishnah. You go over to Isha, you say, Skashli V'kais Zesh Yain. I want to Mekadesh you with a cup of wine. V'nimsa Shal Dvash. Turns out it's honey. Or Shal Dvash. V'nimsa Yain. Or you say, I want to Mekadesh you with Dvash, and it turns out it's wine. Or V'dinah Zesh Kesev. He says, I want to Mekadesh you with Kesev. V'nimsa Zav. Turns out it's really gold. Or Shal Zav. He says, I want to Mekadesh you with Zav. V'nimsa Shal Kesev. I'm not any usher. He says, you know, I'm maybe kadosh you if I am an usher, if I'm a rich person. Nimsa ani, and it turns out he's a poor person. Ani, he says, I'm an ani, even nimsa usher, and it turns out he's a rich person. Ain't a mekadeshes. Tanakam holds, anytime there's a switcheroo, there's something wrong here, it's not exactly what he said, it's not mekadeshes, it's not shemich das. Rav Shimon Omer, im hitul shvach mekadeshes. If it got better, then it's mekadeshes. For example, you say, here's a piece of kesef, and it turns out being gold, which is better, then it's mekadeshes. That's what Rav Shimon says. We have a chalik as a Tanakam, Rav Shimon. If I say I want to mekadesh you with this kais, we're not talking about a case you made a mistake. So there's three brises. When you try to evaluate how much it's worth, the kedushin is done with the what's inside and the cup itself. You only evaluate the cup, and what's in it doesn't count. That's not what the kedushin. That's not what you do the kedushin with. You only reckon with the inside of it and not with the outside. And that conclusion is being done with what's inside the cup. So it's three different things. But like kasha, it's not shver. Habamaya. If mekadesh yishu with a cup of water, then we assume that you mekadesh with the cup, not with the water. The water is not chash of anything, and it's pasha to das on the kli. So there you mekadesh with the kli. Ha bechamra, by wine, the derech is, they used to give people a drink of wine and you return the cup. So if I'm mekares you with a cup of wine, I mean the wine, not the cup. Ha betzira. Tzira is fish juice. Fish juice they used to keep for a long time and used to use it as a dip. And therefore, you need the kais to keep the fish juice in it. So when I'm a kaddish isha with the tziara, with the tzir dogim, what I mean is the both. I mean the cup by uvamash b'seichel, the cup and what's in it. Rashi means another upside, tzira might be lashon shemen. I guess shemen also could be used for dip. It's lashon yitzar. So that's the two pshatim Rashi. But either way, v'maya means mekadesh the keli. V'chamra is with the wine. And metzira is with both, the fish juice and the cup. Or if it's oil, it's the oil and the cup together because you like storing it for a while so you can dip your bread into it. Now let's go to the next part of the Mishnah. Hit the shvach. Hit the shvach or raise the mekadesh. So Rav Shimon said, kapshute means that if you make a toyes l'shvach for better, it's mekadesh. Freit the Gemara, but less later, Rav Shimon, Yayin Nimtz Chaimetz, Chaimetz is a Yayin Shneim Yechayim Lachzbem. The halacha is, if someone makes a sale, and it turns out he's selling wine, it turns out it's vinegar, or he's selling vinegar, it turns out it's wine. They both can be Chayzer. I, let us say, and gave you wine, it's much better than vinegar, so it should be Chal, the Mechira. Zok the Gemara, Alma Ika the Nichle Bechalo, Veika the Nichle Bechamra. That means the reason why they both could be a chayzer, because even though wine is much better than vinegar, the person could say, I need a vinegar, I need it for a recipe, I'm little baking something now, I need the vinegar right now, I don't need wine now. And therefore, it's not a good mechira, even though it's better. So, here also, let us say, some ladies, they want right now silver more than gold. And Tosis explains why. Zok Tosis, she has a piece of jewelry, she needs a little kesef, a little silver to finish it up, and she doesn't need zav right now. So why is it a kedushin, even though it's better? Let us say maybe she wants the kesef, rather have the kesef. She only accepts the kedushin because she's getting kesef, just like we find, but a case of wine and vinegar. Amrav Shimi Barashi, Ashkel Abaya, the Yosef, Kamaz, Blay, Bray. Shimi Barashi said, I found Abaya, that he found Abaya who was explaining his son. The case of our Mishnah, hold of a case. Of course, if you tell Isha, I'm giving you Kesef and it found Sozov, everyone agrees it's not Mekadeshes. Here the case is, you told your Shliach, lend me a dinner, please, of kesef, and go mekadesh me a isha plainus. Halveni dinner shel kesef, lech mekadesh to isha plainus. For halach, v'il v'shazov, this shliach did ask me extra special. He lent his master, he lent his mishaleach, the person who sent him, the husband, he lent him shazov, and he's mekadesh isha with shazov. So mar sovar kepeda, Tanakama says, kepeda, that if someone sends a messenger to mekadesh his wife with kesef, he means kesef. He said, at least give me kesef. If you give me zelv, it's even better. That's the machloikis. So that would be our Mishnah. Machloikis is mar mokum loy kepeda. That here, when you tell shliach, let me kesef mekarash isha, go with that kesef mekarash isha, I mean dafka kesef. Or just a mar mokum, at least give me kesef. If you do better, it's even better. That's the machloikis. Mar has a kasha. It can't be our Mishnah Thomas Chakes. Ihochi, hiskachi li, hiskachi loy mbayale. We're talking to the isha here. So here's a shliach talking to the isha. Just say a skachi loy, because the shliach not getting the kedushin. The kedushin is going. The isha is becoming kedushas to the mishaleach, the person who sent him. So just say a skachi loy. That's number one. Not skachi li. Kasha number two. Hitel shvach. Says hitel shvach. Harizem kedushas. Hitel shvach. Hitol shvach and bayalei. Here the case was that she wasn't. You didn't make a mistake for her. The mistake was on him, on the husband, on the one who's sending the shliach. That's where the difference was. And third question is Nimtza, it says that it was Nimtza Shalzav. Lachar Mikara Nami. When the Isha got it ready, she knew it was Zav already. The issue was with the Mashaleach and the Shliach. Elom Rava. So we'll say a different shot. Tweak it a little different. Olam Rava. Niva Risha Bechabura, Targimna. Me and the Risha Bechabura, Seb Shat. Who's the Risha Bechabura? Mondra Rav Chia Ba Oven. We're talking about over here, Kugain Sha'amra he l'shlucha, that she told her shliach, this is the opposite, not that he's sending a shliach, she sent a shliach. Tzeve kabeli kedushin v'plaini, go accept kedushin from Ruvain. Sha'amali, because Ruvain told me he's going to give me a kesef for kedushin. Sha'amali is skach li b'dinash ha'kesef. V'holach, he went to Ruvain, Ruvain gave him dinash ha'zav, ha'ach v'nash ha'dinash ha'zav. So here, she said, pick up my kesef. Is that dafka or not? Masav a kepeda. That's dafka. She wants dafka kesef. Masav mara mokum lo. You're just saying to go pick up my kedushin. I think it's kesef. And he told me it's kesef. And now it's zav. She doesn't really care. It's not pshat that she dafka. He's just telling the shliach what to get. Not that she really cares. So that would be pshat. That would be chalikas in our Mishnah. Well, my nimtza. What's the loss of nimtza? the katsai rebilsa, it was wrapped in a handkerchief, and then she didn't, no one saw it until she opened the shor shor zav. So here, it turns out shliach the whole time did not know what it was. And when they brought it to the isha, she opened the shor shor zav, that's what nimtza means. I can ask you, we were right before, where the shliach was the one who switched it when he's bringing it to the isha. Why can't I say nimtza there also means she wrapped it up? Because there, we're talking about that the whole time, the shliach knew what it was, and obviously the isha knows what it was, because if not, it's not going to be mekadeshes. So there's no nimtza. Even if you wrap it in a thing, she's not mekadeshes until she sees what's in there. And he knows what's in there, because he wants to put it in there. But here, where the baal sent something, the husband sent something, and the shliach was wrapped, and the shliach never saw it, it was only nimtza when he gave it to the isha, here it passed losh nimtza. It comes out, the machlokes between the Tanakhama of Shimon is, if Mara Mokamul Kpeda, when the Isha says, go pick up my Kedushin that he said Shal Kesef, is that Dafka Shal Kesef? Or even if it shows up, and it's just a Mara Mokamul Loi that she was telling him, you know, pick up my Kedushin wherever it is. So according to the Tanakhama, it's a Kpeda. I want Dafka Kesef. According to Rav Shimon, no, just saying, my Kedushin is going to be Kesef, but if it's Zav, it's also going to be farm, because it's only a Mara Mokamul Loi, according to Rav Shimon, just saying a reference, go pick up my Kedushin.